Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 19th of November, recording at 8:55 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, so just before Wall Street's close. Now, stock market's a little bit more subdued here today after some good rallies yesterday, not least for a number of the China indices, following the latest plenum announcement. Not much follow-through in here today, a little mixed quiet activity there by China. Asian indices mixed here also today, nothing dramatic going on. I think the best gain, and there's no big loss, but the best gain is South Korea, up 1%. Europe, however, a little bit more weary. Europe's been ranging with a slight downward bias for the last month or a little bit more, depending on which index we're actually looking at. And a number of declines of over 1% in here today, led by the Spanish IBEX and the FTSE MIB. That's Italy. Now, in the Americas, Wall Street was little up, little down most of the day, but is easing here again. Remember, yesterday we hit some really big benchmark levels, such as 16,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, obviously a new all-time high, 18,000 on the S&P 500 index. As well. Also, we've seen some small little bearish indications in terms of key day reversals to the downside by the Russell 2000 index and also by the NASDAQ 100 index. And today, Janet Yellen was quite candid in terms of the challenges of communicating and unwinding or eventually unwinding QE. And I think investors are fairly nervous about that. We could say that more are hopeful in the sense that these indices have been pushing higher in recent weeks. But I think that the chance of seeing a number of big investors reduce positions fairly sharply here over the remainder of the year is probably better than 50-50. And the ideal scenario that people talk about is that we will get a continuation of quantitative easing going at least well into the first quarter of 2014, and then when the Fed does begin to taper, that it won't really matter because it will be an indication that the U.S. economy is stronger. Well, as I say, that really is the best case scenario, and I think it's a little bit starry-eyed here. We have high valuations. We have overbought, overstretched trends here on Wall Street. Profits are harder to come by and are also flattered by some of the share buybacks that continue to take place. So it's a risky environment here in the short term. I'm not talking about any kind of significant downside move, because we do still have this fantastically big tailwind in terms of monetary policy. But my forecast has been and remains one that we will see a choppy market environment as we get into that QE tapering. And I think investors, if they push stock markets up to higher levels from here, then I think we'd see a bigger downward reaction, whereas if we actually saw a correction, say a move back to the 200-day moving averages on the indices, before the QE tapering actually started. I think that would mitigate the downside risk somewhat. But right now, as I say, we are overbought and overextended, and there's a nervous overall mood here in the market. So don't be surprised if we do see a pullback reasonably soon, and it might well be fairly sharp. Now, looking at government bond markets, the futures prices that I can see on the screen are a little lower. That means the yields have edged up. And keep a close eye on that U.S. 10-year Treasury bond, because that was trading just above the, or the yield was just above 2.7 when I looked a few minutes ago. So that's edged a little higher. And as I said yesterday, above 2.8, it'll be breaking above the last two little peaks within this medium-term consolidation pattern that we have. And above 3, then investors are going to start to get nervous. The Fed would like to prevent that from happening. It may succeed, but of course also it may not. Over the medium to longer term, those bond yields are almost certainly going to go higher, in my opinion. Okay, elsewhere. The dollar, a little bit easier here today. The euro's crept up to 135.41. The Aussie's at 0.9428 to the dollar. Sterling fraction higher, 161.25. The Indian rupee had continued down here today, but then closed on the day's highs. I think it might have still been down a fraction on the day, but it steadied back in some earlier support. Commodity markets, well, precious metals, actually they were a little firmer for most of the day, but I see gold bullion is currently down just a fraction, less than a dollar. It's just below 1275. Platinum. Platinum is slightly firmer. Silver down a very small fraction. These precious metals remain soft overall. Indeed, most commodities remain soft overall. The industrial metals are all lower in here today. And that CCI index, that's the continuous commodity index, is down to 502. And remember, I've mentioned on a number of occasions this lateral and psychological support where we've seen previous lows right near the 500 level. But the CCI remains in an overall downward trend. It's barely steady above that 500 level, and it will require a big upward dynamic, I think, to indicate anything other than the likelihood that it's going to move a little lower. So we still have some deflationary pressures here overall in the global economy. And if I just look at those crude prices, we have a late rally, slight steadying in the WTI crude. That's at 93.38. And weaker, though, on the Brent, down to 107.05. as I speak. And as I say, most of these commodities are a little lower in the continuation of that trend. And that's pretty much it on Tuesday. So all the very best to all of you.